ladies and gentlemen, backstage and on the guest list this week, reoccurring guest, hip-hop legend, owner, runner, Big Three League, Ice Cube back in the building. Ice Cube, how are you?
Yeah, what's up with you?
Nothing much, man. Happy to have you back. A lot happened since you've been here. We're going to get into that later, but this is the eighth year for the Big Three. League's expanding, team's expanding. How's everything going for you right now?
It's going great. Adding new players to the league, like Dwight Howard, Kemba Walker, Montrezl Harrell, Wesley Johnson. Hopefully we got another name we can add if he signed his contract today. So that'd be great.
Can we drop who it is, or we're waiting on that?
Let's wait. It's always, tricky to announce somebody before they actually sign. You never know how they feel about that. So,
I mean, names like Kemba Walker, Montrezl Harrell, those are legends. Like, you know what I mean? This is a big deal. The league's getting names. Dwight Howard, going to be an NBA Hall of Famer. Like, these are big names.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think, our league has a lot of great star power. Not only with the players, but the Hall of Fame coaches that we have, some of the biggest names in basketball is part of the Big Three. So it's always cool to add to that, with the star power on the court.
Star power on the court wise, I mean, obviously we're adding a lot of NBA guys, but I mean, the hip hop world runs right with this. Have you ever had any rappers or anybody from the industry hit you up and be like, yo, we should start our own Big Three team? Have you ever had a rapper, anybody in the industry ever hit you up?
A few of them want to, see what they can do in the Big Three. I don't think they can actually play in the Big Three.
Cube, I think you just went mute. Am I wrong?
No, he's at. I hear him.
Check 1, 2. Can you hear me? Check.
I got you. Collins, janky system. Sorry. I think what Colin was, that was a lead into a follow-up question on if you could arrange a team with three hip-hop artists.
Yeah.
Who could you see that could actually foot the bill and play in the league?
Oh, man.
It could be back in the day, too. They don't have to be their current age.
I don't know who could play in this league. At the end of the day, you got, serious craftsmen, serious guys who've been honing their craft since they was young. They know every trick in the book. They use it on each other. And somebody to me who hasn't put in that many hours on the basketball court, in a professional setting, I just don't know if they can deal with it. It's not pickup, So they should come sit courtside with me more often and they'll see it my way more times than not.
All artists want to be athletes and all athletes want to be artists. That's the way it goes. I just wanted to see if anybody had the balls to call you and be like, yo, I think I could hang. I don't think it can happen.
Most of them want to be until they get on the sideline of a professional game.
Yep.
Then they realize I haven't put in the time to deal with this.
Yeah, and then you watch guys try and do the NBA All-Star Weekend and nobody looks like they even know what they're doing.
Well, that's what I was going to say. What about these guys like, the Migos guys who show up to the celebrity game and
Quavo can ball.
I mean, against other celebrities or other, common regular players, then yeah, they probably can look great and shine. At the professional level, stop it.
Yeah, and I mean, you got guys like, but even guys like Kemba Walker could still play in the NBA if they wanted to. You know what I mean? Like, these are top line guys. Dwight Howard.
Yeah, it's a matter of space, and it's a matter of wear and tear and the schedule. The NBA schedule is what keeps a lot of players who can still hoop, you know, out of the NBA. It's just, you know, it's a lot of basketball they have to really play, a lot of wear and tear on the body. And so, you know, with our format, it's amazing. You know, it's like you know, they can actually sprint, you know, they can go off full, and they got a week to recover, which, you know, they don't take it. Most of them play during the week anyway, but you know, with our league, they do have a week to recover if they want it.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I wanted to ask, watching these games last season, they're not short. They're like what, 50 minutes long?
Yeah, about an
These.
hour. Yeah,
So,
pretty
I
much.
mean, these guys are going wire to wire. How do you get them? No offense to anybody, but these guys couldn't play 50 minutes when they were in their 20s. How are they staying conditioned and in shape and, you know, playing that long?
Well, you know, I think they you know, with the substitutions, how they use the rules, you know, I think they're able to, you know, maximize it. You know, only a few players like Joe Johnson really go the whole 50 minutes. So, you know, they got two subs on the bench, and they can get a blow, you know, and they can come back in when they're ready. You know, the thing is, you know, they understand first to 50 is a full out sprint. It's so, you know, without the clock, and we got a shot clock, which is 14 seconds, which puts the gas on even more. But with no game clock, you know, there's nothing to wait for. You either first to 50 or not. And they know, you know, the game is over when we get to 50. So, you know, what's cool is that they go all out.
Have you had any guys that have signed up or signed their contracts for the big three and the level of ball wasn't what they were expecting? Like they were like, oh, wow, yeah, I'll sign up for this, like get a paycheck, whatever. But then they actually come in and it's like full contact, first to 50, you know, guys really playing hard. Is there anybody who's been shocked?
Yeah, it's been a few. You know, I don't want to put them on blast. You know, you can go back and look at, you know, how they played. You know, at the end of the day, sometimes after the third game, they realize, hey man, you know, this is not full court where you can kind of be a specialist.
Right.
You can be a 3-point guy, or you can be a rebound guy or a defense guy. You know, in 3-on-3, you have to have all around skills. You have to be able
Yeah.
to pass, dribble, shoot, and defend at a high level, or you're going to get cooked. And so by the third game, they realize, I can't get open like I could in the NBA. You know, I got somebody locked on me. I got to be able to create my shot or do it through the offense. And that's not their game. And they realize real quick, this is a totally different level of basketball. It's a totally different game than what they're used to. I equate it to boxing and UFC. Some guys that can box can handle the UFC ring, and some guys that do UFC can't handle the boxing ring, you know. So it's a different sport.
That's great, like metaphor for it. I looking, what year is this for you guys?
Eight.
Seeing where this started and where it's at now is seriously incredible. And I don't need to tell you how proud you should be of you and your team. But the thing that I'm curious about is when you started this, did you see this getting to the level it's at right now? Or is this even close to the level you're, you know, picturing this getting to eventually?
Definitely saw it getting to this level and even bigger. You know, that's the reason why we started it, because we saw that, you know, this is a different level of basketball, and it can create its own superstars. It can create its own following. You know, if we're around long enough, you'll have kids who want to play in the Big Three and not in the NBA, because, you know, eventually, you know, salaries and pay and all those things are going to continue to go in the hopefully in the right direction. But you know, it'll be a great option for ballers to either choose the Big Three or the NBA. That's the dream. I wouldn't even say plateau, because we want to be as big as we're supposed to be. But I knew people wanted to see professional sports. Even the 3-on-3 game could be professionalized and last hopefully 100 years.
Why
So
did
is the NBA threatened by you, or are you cool with them?
Hell yeah.
I'm cool with them. I don't know if they're threatened by us or not. I don't, I've always said that we were interested in working together.
Right.
So we wouldn't bump heads in any way or, have any kind of a conflict. But for the most part, I think we're a complement to the NBA and not something to worry about.
Why is it that the Big Three and the NBA, like the Big Three is like thriving and growing? Why is it that basketball can have this happen, professional basketball? Why is it different than the NFL, where like the USFL and the XFL continue to struggle and reform and keep dropping off every year, but this is working? Is it just a demand for basketball, or is it just that the NFL is so its own thing that every other league that tries just can't compete?
I don't know. That's something I think you would have to ask, Adam Silver or
Yeah.
Mark
I have a
Tatum.
theory.
Go
I have
ahead.
a theory.
Go for
I
it.
think that the drop off from the NFL to those leagues, talent wise, is so drastic, people just don't want to watch it. I think, like Cube said, you're watching these guys that could still, I mean, Kemba Walker could still run an offense on an NBA team. Dwight Howard, can still bang in the post with anybody playing today. I mean, these guys are still the most talented players in the world. They're just playing half court now. That's what I think.
There's still no reason why we can't work together. They're doing 5-on-5 full court in the fall and winter, and I'm doing half court 3-on-3 in the summer. And I think there's obviously there's an appetite for basketball at this time of year from the fans, or our ratings wouldn't be as good as they are.
It's
So,
true. You guys do a great job too of making it an event. Like, it's not just, I mean, basketball is the centerpiece, but you've got the entertainment surrounding it. You've got the hosts. I mean, it's like, it's fun. It's not, you're not like gouging your fans to show up and And
give
it's
it.
fun, but it's not fun like the Savannah Bananas, like the baseball league kind of is fun, to where it's like still very serious, high level basketball, but it's an
Yeah.
event.
I mean, what's great about our league is you get to see, you come to a game, you get to see every player, the whole
Right.
league. It's four games, the price of one. We don't break the bank. So you can bring the kids, you can bring the neighbor kids, you can bring the family, whoever, So it's an affordable event. It's 3.5, 4 hours of basketball with entertainment in between, from rappers to singers to break dancers, BMX bikes, it's
The Nitro
everything,
Circus.
it's everything you can have fun with. Our motto is we take the game very serious, but everything else have fun with. If you run up to Dr. J and ask for an autograph, nobody's gonna tackle you and tell you to get out the arena. It's
Don't test that. You
mean,
know what I mean?
it won't, it better not happen in the, at a Big Three event. But at the end of the day, we want people to be welcome and have fun and feel, like it's in a unique event that they want to come to over and over again.
I just want to point something out though. So I'm thinking of that like classic 2003 NBA draft class and a lot of those guys. Have you started courting any of the guys that are kind of on their way out? The LeBrons, the KDs, the Stephs, the Carmelos. What, is there like a, I don't know, like an NIL kind of a period? Are we trying to get these guys on?
Well, we want everybody. We go after everybody. We just want to see their level of interest of continuing to play pro basketball.
Right.
Sometimes guys are done for real, and we don't want you if you're done,
Right.
because it's not that. You'll find out very quickly that the demand on your attention to detail to make sure you don't get cooked in front of the whole world on
Hey,
a basketball court, has to still be up at that level. This is not pick up, just kind of come have fun with it basketball.
I'm just saying, there's a guy in LA who's got a couple sons that one of them's in the league already, one of them's coming in. And there's another guy who played in New York who has a very highly ranked son. Maybe seeing like a LeBron versus Carmelo big three.
Love it.
Look, don't put me on the
They
payroll, but I'm
blessed us,
saying like I
if
got
they
ideas.
blessed us to play in the league, we would treat them like both like kings, to be honest. So, that's something, hopefully guys see what the big three means. Maybe not to them, but to guys who need the big three
Right.
to continue their basketball career without having to go overseas. And some of them still do, and some of them still love going overseas, but they love playing at home too, in the arenas that they played in back in the day. And so it's hopefully one of those big time stars bless us. We got Dwight Howard to bless us with playing, Kemba, and we've had others in the past, so hopefully we keep the tradition going.
I got one more thing I think you guys should be working on too. The NBA on TNT, that contract's coming up. You don't
Yeah.
want to talk to Ernie and talk to Kenny the Jet and see if we can make this move over? I'm just saying, like, it's an option.
I mean, right now we happy to be right here on CBS.
Hey, their
It's
contract's up. That's what I'm saying.
a great thing. And we're happy where we are right now. And we've signed our non-CBS games on Vice. So we're doing pretty good for ourselves.
No, I'm
Well
saying
said.
those
So,
guys are no, those guys are going to be out of a job after this year. Saying they're not doing NBA on TV anymore.
but from
I
the
know, but he's not trying to have other people lose their I
job. He's being
know.
a good commissioner. Let him
Yes, he is. I know.
be
I know.
political. I have a hypothetical for you that I want to ask before we gotta let you go. Say 10 years from now, this league has exploded even more than it already has. You're at 30 teams. This is, again, not just a hypothetical. You're at the point where you have a yearly draft where these teams are drafting guys out of retirement of the NBA, out of the college level, overseas. Do you ever see yourself as commissioner rigging this draft or fixing things?
Never. We have a draft May 15th, which is in a few days, and there's no funny business going on in our draft. I think that undermines the fans and what people are really, ultimately paying to see. It undermines the game, at one of its highest forms. So we'll never do that. And if I ever find out somebody's doing something like that, they're not gonna be out of here, but they probably gonna be prosecuted.
Listen to me.
Preach.
Hey.
Cube. One last thing. What happened to my boy Tatum, man? What happened to my Celts? I had to wear this with you coming on the show.
Man, see,
Oh my God.
that's what happened. That's what happened. You came out with that shirt on, but hey, it's tough. What's his actual injury? Is
They
it?
haven't said. They haven't said, but it's got to be his Achilles. I feel so bad for the guy.
Man, that's the saddest news. I'm a Laker fan, of course.
I know.
I love Jaylen Brown, and so You know, I got a chance to see them work out here in LA. And Willie was rooting for those two. And so to see JT go down, it hurts, man. It's not good for basketball. He's a superstar. And you know, basketball needs him on the court. And so it's sad because I'm a fan of him. You know, I wish he was a Laker.
Man.
He had a chance to be a Laker, but they went the wrong way with that. But
Man,
you got Luka. You got Luka. You're all right.
I really thought when that happened that we were going to get another Celtics Lakers finals.
Yeah, me too. That would have been amazing.
You got time. Q, before you do get out of here, I do want to say this because last time you came on, I remember asking you, being like, you know, what are you contemporarily listening to in like the hip hop world? And you're like, I really don't get involved in that too much. But since the last time we spoke, a lot has happened and the West Coast has kind of been involved in everything. Did you kind of keep your nose out of like the entire Drake Kendrick situation? Or obviously, I'm sure you picked a side in a certain capacity, but what was your view on the entire situation?
I mean, there's really nowhere for my nose to go in that situation. You know, it's like watching a heavyweight fight. You know, you don't want to get in there. You just want to watch from the sidelines
Yeah,
and
but
see.
you've never been one to sit a beef out, is what I'm saying. You've never been one to watch from the sidelines.
You know, I'm just watching like everybody else, you know, like all the fans. You know, I have no say either way, you know, at the end of the day. I don't even really know why they beefing, you know.
Nobody does.
So at the end of the day, what can you say when two friends fight? You gotta just kind of back up and, you know, hope they don't kill each other.
Well, the one thing I were you like a little insulted that Drake didn't AI your voice in that stupid diss song the way he did with Pac and
I don't be AI in my voice. That would have been my problem. I would have had a problem with that. You know, don't do that to me. You know, I would, you know, not even when I'm gone, don't do that. Like,
You got to get like the Anderson .Paak tattoo. He has like, yo, after I die, do not release my posthumous albums on his forearm. You got to get one that just says, do not AI my voice no matter what happens.
yeah, I mean, man, give me why I'm here.
Yeah, I mean, dude, and speaking of why you're here, the album you put out last year was phenomenal. That
Thank you.
last track with Busta Rhymes and Killer Mike, I
Yeah,
thought was an incredible. I also love.
unbelievable.
I love the fact that Killer Mike actually comes out being a dude from Atlanta and he said, like, my hero is, and he started describing you. Was that kind of a surprise to you to hear a guy from Atlanta give you that much love? Or was it kind of like, this makes a lot of sense to me?
No, because my hero's on the East Coast, you know what I mean?
True.
Like, I grew up, you know, with Run DMC and KRS and Rakim and man, EPMD, like, so, you know, it's just wherever, you know, you kind of lock in and you know, once you start loving the music, you know, you lock into whoever's, you know, really touching you. And so, you know, my lyrics is pretty strong. So, you know, hopefully I got some MCs out there that I've touched, you know, because there's definitely some MCs out there that's touched me.
I mean, dude, you just gotta look at it though. Like the West Coast had its like biggest year in a while last year between Kendrick winning all the Grammys, obviously winning the beef. You had Tyler the Creator selling out stadiums. You had the pop out in LA. Mustard had a huge year. Like, did you ever think like, yo, maybe I should throw my hat in the ring here and just try and see what's going on? Like maybe like getting in on like that pop out show or anything like that.
Nah, I mean, you know, you can't always be the center of attention when it
Yeah.
comes to somebody's movement. You gotta let them do their thing. You know, I had my record come out last year, Man Down.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm doing my thing. He's doing his. Snoop and Dre came out last year. So it was a big year. Now, you know, you got Exhibit out right now, you know, with a dope album called Kingmaker. So, you know, I'm just glad people continue to do hip hop. If they love it, keep doing it. You know, it don't matter if this side is hot, that side is hot, not, whatever. Your fans still want to hear the music, so give it to them.
Yeah, I mean, it to me, like, as much the Drake and Kendrick stuff got out of hand and everything like that, it was good for the sport of rap. Like, it was good to see the two heavyweights really going after each other. It was nice.
Man, it goes back, since Kumo D and LL and me and NWA. You got man, you got 50 and Ja Rule.
Oh, man.
What I'm saying? It's always gonna be a heavyweight fight pop out every now and then. And long as it stay on wax, which that's the most important because once it's not a record and it goes into the street, it's just regular old street violence. It has nothing to do with music after that.
Yeah, this
So,
one stayed on wax and actually
out of bounds.
won 5 Grammys. You know
Yeah,
what I mean? Like, that's
you
insane.
don't want to get out of bounds. It's a sparring match, so to speak, on who's the most clever.
I'm sorry, but now that times have changed and rap is kind of at the epicenter of everything, they need to give like a, I don't know, like an honorable doctorate Grammy for No Vaseline. I'm sorry. It needs to happen. If we're winning Grammys for diss tracks, No Vaseline needs to get one.
Yeah, that's a family feud. So that's a little more vicious.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's, a lot of people were
Staying in the
talking
same
about,
family is
a
kind of
lot of people
crazy.
during the beef were like, man, Kendrick's really taking it a step too far. And I was like, have you ever heard No Vaseline? I was like, this shit's been done before, bro.
So it's,
But no, so June 14th, the league kicks back off. Is it
yeah.
in Ch it's in Chicago?
In Chicago, baby.
Yep. Come go out and see the Chicago Triplets, but you guys got a team now. You got the Boston Ball Hogs. So you can go check.
I'm in Chicago though.
Oh, you in
I'm here.
Chicago now?
Yeah,
Okay. Yeah,
are you coming out for you're coming out for the
yeah.
game, right?
I'll be out. It'll be cool, Come hang out, man. You have a ball. It's gonna be a fun year, man. Summer in the city.
We got who? Jason Richardson.
Got Jason Richardson on your squad.
Ooh,
You
nice.
got Montrez. And man, who else is on that triple squad?
That's two former end of their career Sixers right there. That's breaking my heart.
Yeah,
Yo, do me a favor and just absorb the 76ers out of the league and just put them in the big three, and I'll start from scratch with the Sixers when it comes to the NBA, man. I can't do it anymore. Sixers are brutal.
want a ball, you're more than welcome.
Let's do it.
They're more than welcome to be a part of the big three.
You can have Joel, you can have Tyrese Maxey, you can have the whole squad. You got Paul George. That's a big three right there.
Oh, it's Kemba, dude. We got Kemba.
Oh, you guys have Kemba.
Oh yeah,
Says
okay.
Montrezl Harrell, Jason Richardson, and Kemba.
That's a
Yeah.
squad.
That's
That
a
is
great team.
a great squad. And you get to pick two more. And since we pared down from 12 teams to eight, this draft is gonna be crazy. Like it's some great players that's gonna now be in the draft. So they're gonna pick two more players. We have our combine and our draft on the same day, which is on Thursday. And it's dope, Check us out. We're streaming it for at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Everybody, go check out the big three kicking back off. Dante, I'm sure you'll see them when they're in Chicago. Go check them out around the country this year. Q, we can't thank you enough, man. Seat's always open. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate
You're the
it.
best, man.
Anytime, every time. Take it
Thank you,
easy.
Q.
All right,
Thank
later.
you.